So let's close our eyes. We'll get into a space of receptivity. Some of you might be driving or doing other things, and that's fine. It's great that you're making the effort to tune in. So others, enjoy going really deep. Feel free to fall asleep even, because then the ego is completely gone and you are just immersed in your deepest understanding of who you are now. You're underneath. You're standing for something under you. That you're taking a stance. I'm going to go so deep inside and I'm going to shut the world out, the world around me out, so that I can fully immerse in divinity, which is me, which is my soul, which is the expression of my lineage, biological or spiritual. I'm going into that well of knowledge, that wellness of being, of highest manifestation. We'll call on Ganesha to activate our spiritual path within us, or perhaps the spiritual apparatus or mechanism that opens doors to divinity, archetypes, angels, saints, gods, deities, masters, Dr. Pillai. Feel the silence. Feel the fullness. Feel your heart beating. Feel expansion that is releasing anything that is no longer useful at the level of the body, the mind, and the soul. It just gets dissipated and disappears. It gets recycled into the space within and outside of us, and in the universe, becomes harmless, becomes purified. This is an ongoing process that you just imagine. The silence, the awareness moving down to the base of your spine, your tailbone area. You might also feel some pressure in your midbrain or your third eye, spot between your two eyebrows or the middle of your brain, activating the pineal, the pituitary glands, the thalamus, which is a relay station in the brain. It relays messages so that the brain can tell their body what to do, so that it can be healed, so that it can use its energy wisely. Pray for a healing at the level of your body, your mind, your emotions, your mental activity, your soul. Pray to the silence to guide you and to reveal your highest soul's expression. At the base of your spine, visualize Ganesha. He's an elephant-headed being. He's an archetype that has been around forever, behind the scenes of humanity, of every living being. Expressing the ability or sharing the gift with all humans to move the Kundalini energy, the life force, the ability to create, heal, protect, dissolve away any negativity. He has a pot belly and he has a mouse as his vehicle. The mouse represents our desires. We get in trouble when we follow desires that are perhaps not so rewarding, so fulfilling. We do learn from them, but then the desire gets complete when we learn. So if we just want to go through a learning process, we ask Vinisha to bring us towards the desires that are going to be fulfilling and rewarding. He gives success. He helps to realize the goals by clearing out the chakra, starting at the base of the spine. Feel some reddish, orangish light or some tingling, some movement of energy going down your legs and into your feet and toes. Some presence is there. If you don't see light, you know what orange and red looks like, the colors. You just imagine them with your eyes closed and that orangish reddish light pouring down through the legs and swirling around back up, continuously searching out in every body part. From the skin in, deep, deep into the genes, the DNA within each cell, the trillions of cells, are getting stirred up with the energy of Ganesha. You can even imagine him in each of your cells. So you have trillions of Ganeshas. Imprinting, moving, cleaning up congested energies, creating obstacles. Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha. Gam Ganapataye Namaha. Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha. Now feel the energy shooting up the spine through a thin tube of light, it pierces all the chakras, feel the navel, feel the heart center in the middle of your chest. feel your throat and your mouth area. Feel your brain, your third eye, the midbrain, come alive with your internal scan. Now we'll activate all the chakras, starting at the base of the spine. Move up to the heart center in the middle of your chest. Feel your chest. Bring complete focus to your chest area. Go deep into the middle of your chest. Move up to your throat and your mouth. Clear your throat and mouth. Move up to the third eye, the spot between your two eyebrows, the middle of your brain. Move back down to the base of the spine. Move in to the navel. Move up to the heart center in the middle of your chest. Move into the throat and mouth. Move up to the two eyes and the two sides of your brain. Now visualize Dr. Fly standing in front of you. Imagine a beam of light piercing your third eye, coming from his third eye into your third eye. Feel the pressure in the spot between your two eyebrows. Allow that light to pierce it and penetrate into the middle of your brain, activating the pituitary and the pineal. Receive the light. Feel the midbrain expanding. Allow the beam of light entering your third eye from Dr. Ply's third eye to grow and expand in intensity and intelligence and the ability to change your destiny, so that you live a more fulfilling, more rewarding, more enlightened life for yourself and others. Receive the light. Allow it. Relax your forehead. Relax your eyebrows. Relax your jaw and just allow that light to scope out the midbrain. You don't do anything. You just allow, you open, receive. Om Elam Bala Madare Siddhaya Soma Sundara Rajati Rajaya Arunachale Swaraya Namah Shivaya Baba Shri Shivaya Swaha. Om Yelam Bala Madare Siddhaya Soma Sundara Rajati Rajaya Arunachale Swaraya Namah Shivaya Baba Shri Shivaya Swaha. Feel the light creating pressure in your brain. Your whole forehead is feeling pressure. The sides of your head, the back, the top of your head, the skull and the brain, the middle of your brain. There's a lot of pressure, expansion, presence. Now allow the sounds to swirl around in your brain, seeking out those areas that need to release congested energies, darkness, ignorance. Om Elam Bala Madare Siddhaya Soma Sundara Rajati Rajaya Arunachale Swaraya Namah Shivaya Baba Shri Shivaya Swaha. Feel the presence of your highest self coming alive with this activation. This beam of light is revealing your highest self, your most intelligent being. Feel the rest of the body lighting up. Om Aim Reem Savalokaya Adityaya Shiva Satguru Babaya Swaha. Feel the light lighting you up from head to toe. Om Aim Reem Sarvalokaya Adityaya Shiva Satguru Babaya Swaha. Feel your whole body from head to toe. Your highest intelligence is being revealed. The light, the vibration, the pulsation, the expansion of your highest consciousness getting revealed to you. Om Aim Reem Sarvalokaya Atityaya Shiva Satguru Bhavaya Swaha. Now visualize the sun in your third eye. The rays of the sun are bursting in your third eye, going beyond the perimeter of your body, the outline of who you know yourself to be in the physical sense. At the level of the soul, let it get revealed to you. The sun light within you, your soul's intelligence, your highest expression of your divinity, the warmth, the radiation, the vitality, producing rays of the soul, the sun within. Your midbrain and pouring into the rest of the body or lighting it up. Om Bhur Bhuvasvaha Tat Savitur Varenyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Diyo Yona Prachodayad. Feel it. Om Bhur Bhuvasvaha Tat Savitur Varenyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Deo Yona Prachodayat. See, experience your soul, the sunlight within. Om Bhur Bhuvasvaha Tat Savitur Varenyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Diyo Yona Prachodayad. Feel the light. Float, immerse, lose yourself in the light. from head to toe, you're filled with this light of your soul. Shanti, shanti, shanti. Peace, peace, peace. Feel the peace in your body, your mind, your soul, your environment, the world. Let go of the process. Let go of the meditation. When you're ready, you can open your eyes or can keep them closed.